there's a ma'aseh with the nesivus, and his daughter was a kala. So she went shopping, she went to the next town shopping. So she took a Geisha wagon driver. And on the way, Geisha wagon driver took a little bit of detour, took her home to his house, lit a fire, and he's about to burn her. As he's about to burn her, all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, and the police came running in and saved her. That night she had a dream, and Sivis came to her and said that in Shemayim, it was nigzar on her that she has to die. Why? Because she's Ivan Issa Yichud. So he went up to Shemayim and he said, please save my daughter. And they said, no, she's Ivan Issa Yichud, we can't save her. He went further up, Shemayim further up, and finally said that you should save her B'schus, or the safe in the Sivis, which Hokai Yisrael uses it. And he said, Beseder. And Sivis told her, from now on, she has to be very careful not to be over on this Yichud. This Yichud, a lot of times we get in situations, it's a Yichud because they don't realize, you know, if you're not conscious of the Isser, a lot of times it can be over without realizing that you're in a situation of Yichud, you come to Yichud. For example, let's say you're at home with your brother and his wife, and your brother goes out. Could be, it might be a shalat of Yichud. A lot of times, in a situation, you have to be very conscious of halachas to know when it's negay, when it's not negay. So, midiraisa, the issa Yichud is one man and one lady. That's what Yichud is in midiraisa. Midirabanan, Chazak came along and asked that even if you have one man and two ladies, there's going to be issa Yichud midirabanan. So, one man and one lady is midiraisa. Midirabanan is going to be one man with two ladies. Now, the shalat people want to know is how long do you have to be together in order to go over the Yichud? Is there a Zman to Yichud? Is it 1 second? Or is there a Zman that one can be in a situation of Yichud? Or be nafkamin, it could be by elevator. You go into the elevator, and the door closes, and it's just you and a girl. So the question is, are you over the Yichud in that situation? Or no, maybe there's a Zman to the Yichud. So when it comes to Zman of Yichud, the place can have a lot of different shittas. Rav Nissim Karela said Issa Yichud is 35 seconds. Rav Yashiv said 2 minutes. The Shur from Laharis Nassim said 3 minutes. Some say 4 minutes. But all this is not so much of an afkamina. Why? Because the Shur from Rav Diskin. Rav Diskin says that oh, Shail of the Zman Yichud, that's only Negeya if it's a situation where you can't stay there. Let's say you walk into a room, you lock the door, and then you walk out after 3 seconds. Like the Maral Diskin, you definitely want to be a Yichud. Being that you're in a room together, and if you wanted, you could stay longer, then everyone agrees is this. The whole Shaila is, with 35 seconds, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, is if you're in a matzav where you can't stay that long, then we can say maybe that there is no Issa Yichud. But if you're in a situation where it's possible to stay longer, even if you personally decide to walk out, then your bad day would be over the Issa Yichud. Right. So let's go back to the elevator. So the shaila is when you go into the elevator, is there a problem of Issa Yichud or not? So basically what we just said, what would I love by elevator? What? Okay. Being that an elevator in general, most elevators don't work so slowly. And doesn't, you know, from floor to floor or from wherever you're going, does not take 35 seconds. The slowest elevators do not take 35 seconds, even if one of the most scrummy Geshita. It's not going to be Yichud. So therefore, going in an elevator, the mice is not going to be a problem because you're not going to have the Shir Yichud. But if it's a Pesach, that's why. That, in other words, if it stayed for a minute, and Pesach would have gone out. I'm saying if it could stay closed for 2 minutes. What is that? It's Mikkah Dim's Pesach Gamma. In other words, you don't do nothing. If it's in a place where. Now, the problem is, so there was, you know, a bucket going on a date. And he's in the elevator, and the elevator broke. So now we have a single problem over here. Now it's broken. It could stay for a long time. So she turns and says, "What do we do?" She said, "We have a problem with Yichud." So she says, "What do we do?" So he said, "You should jump." So he's like, "Why don't you jump?" He said, the Gemara Nehariya says that Tamachachun goes first and not Salas. You have to jump. The shaila is, when it comes to Issa Yichud, is Yichud Yerig Val Yavar or not? Find out by Arayas, we said that Halacha is that the Yerig Val Yavar. The question is, when it comes to Issa Yichud, is there a din that is there a din of Yerig Val Yavar or not when it comes to the Issa of Yichud? So is it true from Rishon Klugger, which he wants to send to Tamadas, that it is Yerig Val Yavar? And there's a Meiser with Rav Tadi Amshadam that he was on a train and he realized that it was a situation of Yichud and Rav Tadi jumped. The Meiser, he did live because he didn't make it there himself. But there's a Meiser, he jumped. The Meiser, the Rebbe Chaim say that even though Yichud is a Teresa, but it doesn't go into the, it's not a lav, it's only a say, and it's not Yerig Val Yavar. So if I look on the Meiser, if you're in the elevator and it stops, so neither you don't have to jump. But you don't have to jump. They say it's a similar story on a ski lift, right? This famous story that they went on a ski lift and then it broke and there was a blackout and it stopped and then somebody jumped. How did that? The boy jumped in that case and he broke his leg and they went to the court case to sue the company. Are we asking?
What happens to someone like you? It's only
Yerig Val Yavar
because it's broken.
No, it's not Yerig Val Yavar. It's not a lab. It's only a say. Therefore, it's not going to be Yerig Val Yavar. Fine. So now you could said one and one is Daraisa, one and two is Darabon. Now, if you have one and three, so over there, it's okay. There's no problem of Yichud. Now, the Gemara says that if you're Bederech, if you're traveling on the road, over there you need an extra shame in order to make a Nayich. What's the reason why? If you're traveling, we're afraid that one person will have to go to the bathroom, and one person will go to the bathroom, so therefore you'll be left. But let's say you have one man, and let's say you have two men and two ladies. So normally it's not going to be Yichud, right? You have two men and two ladies. But if you're traveling together, we're choshish that one of the men will go to the bathroom. If one of the men go to the bathroom, so now you're down to one and two, so therefore on the road, we're always choshish that one of them is going to go away. Therefore you always need an extra shamer when you're traveling on the road.
Not
we say?
You
can come out
bathroom
in a minute. Depends on what we take. So the question is, what's the halacha? Let's go back to cars. Cars are very negay, get to travel all the time. What's the halacha with traveling in a car? It's negay when you're going out on Shidduchim. It's a yichud when you're traveling in a car. So it's negay if you're traveling from. Whenever you travel, a lot of times it comes up. Right, when I recently went back to America, so my neighbors, yes, flying off with my mother's friend, neighbor of mine. So she offered to drive me back to Muncie like 3 o'clock in the morning. The question is there any Isser Yichud when you're in a car or not? So my Isser Roy Pais can say that a car, that in most situations, there is no Isser Yichud. Why? Being that a car is open to the public, as you're driving down the highway, the other car is flying by. Being that it's open to the public, so there's a cloud of Pesach soups just around, there's no Yichud. You have a place which is open, people coming and going, there's no Yichud. So if you're in a car and the windows aren't tinted, being that people can see in and people are driving by, Roy Pais can say, in a normal situation, there would not be Yichud in a car. You could have a situation there would be if you're traveling in, say, Switzerland, 3 o'clock in the morning in the side streets over there where there aren't too many cars coming by, then that type of situation, there could be Yichud. In a regular normal situation, on a highway, in a regular normal situation where there are people driving by, there is no Issa Yichud. And therefore, in Yishalayim, basically, always wherever you go, there are cars going by. So therefore, in Yishalayim, generally, there's not going to be any Issa Yichud. What's the gather? There's the answer. How often does a car have to go by? So he said, if a car comes by, you have a couple of minutes. And that's enough to make it, that's not Yichud. So in a normal situation, it's not going to be Yichud. If you're in a deserted side street somewhere, then it is possible that it could be that it could end up being Yichud. Not really. It'll be the same thing. And if not, those in the car and outside, you know, it's right. If the people going by, it's okay. If it's not going by, then it's not going to be okay. Now, just like we said, you need an extra shamer when you're traveling. Also, at night, you need an extra shamer. What does it mean at night? The time when people go to sleep, you're going to have extra shamer. Why do you have to have extra shamer? Because we're afraid that one person is going to go to sleep. If one person is going to go to sleep, there's going to be palm meat. This could be very negative. Let's say it's you, your sister, and she has a friend over. Is there Issa Yichud or not? So if it's during the day, there's no Issa Yichud because you have your sister as a shamer for you. Being that you have a shamer, there is no Issa Yichud. That's only during the day. At night, the halacha is you have to have two shomrim. So with just you, your sister, and a friend of hers, being they only have two shomrim, it's going to be a problem. This is a case that comes up very often. I think when I realized, if it's a time when people go to sleep, normally go to sleep, you have to have two shomrim. So just being with your sister and a friend of hers, the ma'isa would be a problem.
It's not an extra din shmir because she's your sister.
She's like one. You have to have two.
No, but she's not because you're embarrassed in front of your sister.
Yeah, that's why it's one. You have to have two. So come on. So what do you need? So what do you need? What do you need at night? So let's go during the day. Let's go during the day a second. If you're in a situation, let's say it's you, first cousin, and a friend of hers. What's the halacha? Is that yichud or not yichud? During the day. That's yichud. That's one. Man, that's one man, two girls, that's a problem. Let's say it's you, your first cousin, and she has two friends over the halacha. What do you say? It's not yichud. Why? Because 1 to 3. During the day, 1 to 2 is yichud. 1 to 3 is not yichud. At night, 1 to 3 would be yichud, because you have to have two shomrim. You know, if you only have three, so one goes to sleep, you don't have 1 to 2. So at night, you're going to have 1 to 4 in order to get out of the problem of yichud. Locking your room is like this. This is the whole shayla whether you're allowed to lock yourself in the room. But I said chazanish is machriya that depends who locks himself in the room. If the lady locks herself in the room, the chazanish says it's okay. If the man locks himself in the room, it's not okay. The only problem of locking yourself in the room is we get the shayla very often, right? Somebody, what's the case? Somebody's wife has a baby, so she's in the hospital. And so the husband's home alone, and they have a couple little kids, so the sister-in-law wants to come to help out with the kids. So that's a case of one-on-one. That's my problem with yichud. So the question is, can she lock the door at night to her room, and then everything will be okay? Besides, it will be okay. The reason why it doesn't work is because what's going to happen if she has to go to the bathroom? She goes to the bathroom, she has to come out. So once she comes out of her room ready, you're back to the yichud. That's why locking the door, technically it works, but in the Lamaisa Shabbos, it's not such a great Eitzah, because every time she has to go to the bathroom, when she comes out, there's going to be a problem, therefore it's not such a great Eitzah to do the locking.
When she comes out, then she could lock his bedroom door from the outside. Would that not help?
But soon she comes out, there's a yichud, I don't know, I'm saying right away, there's a yichud.
The bedroom's
on the street, there's a bathroom. That's okay. She has room with the bathroom, she can lock the door, and there's a bathroom. But otherwise, the Lamaisa is going to be a problem. Fine, and that's with one man, two ladies. If you have two men, once you have two men during the day, it's not going to be yichud. For example, let's say it's you, a friend of yours, and whatever, there's another girl there, so two men and one lady, there is no issa yichud. And once you have two men, they're embarrassed of each other, therefore there's no yichud. But there's one tonight to that. Tonight is that if the man is a paritz, then he can't be a shayla. So Bach once called me up. He said that he has a shayla. They have a cleaning in their house, a living maid, and the family went up north, and he's there with a friend. I want to know, is any problem with a siyich? So I told him that, two men and one lady is not a problem. So he said, there's only one problem. So what's the problem? He said, the problem is, he said that he's a little bit of a parutz. And a parutz, it doesn't work. So I said, well, what about your friend? He said, his friend is even worse. So if that's the situation, then that's a problem. A parutz is not a shomer. And even if you have 10 men, if all of them are prutzim, so then they're not shomer for each other, and then it'll be a problem with a tzeichot. Hashad, what's the gather of a parutz? How do we define somebody as a parutz? So some say nusach, like anybody watches TV, maybe it's a parutz. Some they say if you have an iPhone, you're a parutz. But the passage together parutz is somebody who is in society and does things which are not acceptable by that society, that would be considered a parutz. And as if in your society, watching TV is chazer treif, and you watch TV, then you're definitely considered a parutz. If you're in a society where everyone watches TV and it's not, then you could yeesh laden if you're a parutz. So definitely for yeshiva bachur who watches TV, who watches things shouldn't be watching, that's definitely considered a parutz, and therefore you would not be considered a shomer when it comes to the issur of yichud. Find out who is the Issa Yichud with? Now, is it the Latin people are shy when it comes to relatives, sister-in-laws, aunts, grandmothers, step-grandmothers? The question is, who is the Issa Yichud with? The Gemara says that Chazal were Mevatel the Yetzar of Arayis, the Negei Koivim. When it comes to Koivim, is the Yetzar of Arayis. Therefore, the place can say that when it comes to close Koivim, there is no Issa Yichud. So therefore, in Mashal, your mother is no Issa Yichud, grandmother is no Issa Yichud. What about by a sister? Sister comes away often. Is there a seichid of a sister? So it says Shulchan Aruch that by a sister, if you're there leprakim, if it's not bekvias, there's no seichid. So the question is, what's considered bekvias that's going to be a problem that's going to be also a seichid? How often, how long is the problem if you're with your sister, that'd be a problem of yichid? So the place can give different shiurim. Shevelin says maybe 3 days is enough. That could be a problem. And as we ran again, the parents go away, right? They go on vacation, they leave the kids at home. The shaila is this a yichud? There's one boy, you know, this is his brother and sister. Is this a yichud? Shalevi says 3 days, some say 7 days. There's a truth from Imam Yoshua, which says 30 days. The mice of the place can be makam sarach, the samach on the sheet of 30 days, and until 30 days, we're not being considered a yichud by sister. What about an aunt? Aunt could be very negea. Is there a yichud with one's aunt? When I say aunt, I mean an aunt, a real aunt, not an aunt through marriage. Any relative through marriage, that's next to the relative. She says, what's with the aunt? Is the aunt, is there a yichud or not? So, most of the Arizal take a place on a machmer. They say that which koivim is not a problem with yichud, that's only the close koivim. Sister, parents, grandparents. But an aunt already, that's already the would-be Issa Yichud on an aunt. And my says the most of is it true for our Moshe when we want to make her? Moshe wants to make her. And Moshe says that this is true for our Moshe, that Moshe is make her, that Moshe says that an aunt is no Issa Yichud. So Makam Tzorich, he was saying, but it got in, on an aunt, you should be cautious that there would be Issa Yichud. Somebody says to Yeshiva, can he go visit his grandfather got remarried? And then his grandfather's nifter. So I want to know, can he visit his step-grandmother? What do you say? Hey, there's a shiloh where the halakha mister is. Like, upon this, definitely a seichah. You're not related to her. Even to be married, I'm saying, if it's not your maternal grandmother, once you're not your maternal grandmother, it's going to be a problem. And also, it happened very often by great aunts. Also, they come up very often and say, I want to go visit your great aunt. Pastor's great aunt would not be considered a relative, and if you're visiting a great aunt, unless there would be a problem with Yichud, and something to keep in mind. There's also about adopted children. There's a vikuach whether adopted children is a problem of Yichud or not. It comes up, unfortunately, in childless couples, they want to adopt. Shaila is, once they adopt, once the kids turn of age, is there a problem of Yichud or not? Because my sister Chazon Ish, you know, once mentioned this along the lines that somebody found out that he was adopted, and he found out, it's a little different than that story. He found out, the same nusach a little different. He found out he was adopted, and when he told his step-parents, somebody said that it's a problem of Yichud with his stepmother, the parents went crazy. And they said that if you're going to be so from, they're throwing him out of the house. And they went to the Chazon Ish. Some of the other story mentioned, the Chazon Ish said that, if you're Yichud, they're willing to give it up all, and they might have to be willing to get thrown out of the house. The Maisi went back, and they told them, and at the end of the day, they gave in. I'm going to really place him say that there is a problem by adopted children, a problem of a Yichud. Is the Hetter for a Moshe Fain, so a Moshe Chu want to make, or a Moshe want to say that if you bring the person up, then from a young age, there is no Yichud. The Maisi really place him, well, there is a problem. So therefore, when it comes to having adopted children, in general, people suggest to adopt a boy. Why? Because a girl, the Issa Yichud is from the age of 3. It's from a very young age. I'm saying the boy, the Issa Yichud starts from the age of 9. So being a starts from a much older age, so till 9, I can have a problem. Once it's 9 already, by 11, 12 already, you can send them to Yeshiva Ketana. You can send them out of the house. It won't be so bad. So in general, they recommend at least adopt a boy. You have 9 years to worry about it. Like upon you worry about it then. They recommend to adopt a boy. Now it turns out, oh, sorry, it's 7 o'clock. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. I guess we'll continue next week. Just one